The 34-year-old director Ramin Barani was born in North Carolina to Iranian immigrants and returned to Iran in the 90s to study its culture and filmmaking. His three feature films are set in American cities and told from the vantage of outsiders struggling to create a home. His latest is Goodbye Solo, the story of a Senegalese cab driver and a passenger whose life the cab driver thinks is in his own hands. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
So much of a movie's appeal comes down to whether you enjoy staring at the actors' faces. In Ramin Barani's Goodbye Solo, there are two you've likely never seen before, two tantalizing maps to pore over. The first belongs to Suleiman Sy Sivane. He plays Solo, a Senegalese immigrant cab driver in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. His face is wide and reddish-brown, with an indentation in his cheek the shape of a baby's foot and laughing eyes that can quickly turn quizzical. The film opens audaciously with Solo in mid-chortle. That's because a passenger of his, an old man named William, played by Red West, the other great face, has just said he'll give him $1,000 for a trip 1 week hence to a mountain with a windy overlook called Blowing Peak. That's a one-way trip, and it doesn't take a weatherman to know which way that wind blows. The implication is unmistakable. When Solo realizes it's not a joke, he sets about injecting himself into William's life, to the point of moving into the old man's motel room. Solo is studying to be a flight attendant, and he attempts to engage William in his hopeful quest.
What are you doing?
I don't even know what I'm doing right now.
Who the hell told you to come here?
You know I can't go to Navani. I mean, I just can. And Rock is, I mean, some stuff I'm not interested in. So, you know, I figured maybe for a couple of days I could, you know.
No room.
Big dog, this place is huge, man. In Africa, 10 people can sleep in here. 10 people. And plus, see, this is all I have. This is all I have. Nothing else. See this bag? This is the only thing I have here, man. This sofa is perfect. All I need is a tiny place to study. Oh, I didn't tell you. Check this out. I'm studying for my interview. And this time I'm going all the way, man. I'm telling you, all the way. No stopping. Kira says I can do it. Why not? I can do it. I can do it. Because you know what? I want to do it. That's all. So, big dog, I'm just going to chill in here and study, all right? Is that cool with you? See, I'm sitting here studying. Can you see me? You can't see me. You're chilling over there watching TV. I'm here chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? This light over here, if I turn it off and I don't smile, you're not going to know.
Stay out of my stuff. Keep your shit over there and leave me alone.
Thank you very much, big dog. Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate it.
This is potentially a sentimental setup and potentially creepy, too. You have a black man who could be said to represent the life force, and he's trying to revive the white person's spirit. And that's so Driving Miss Daisy, so the legend of Bagger Vance. And that big dog thing Solo does can get on your nerves as much as it gets on Williams. But Goodbye Solo never goes soft. To the end, it's a tug of war between hope and resignation, in which neither player openly acknowledges what's at stake. The suspense is terrific. The theme of a piece with Barani's other two features. His first, Man Push Cart, also centers on an industrious immigrant, a Pakistani ex-rock star with a hot dog cart in Manhattan. The movie is somewhat contrived, but gorgeously shot and evocative. The man's day-to-day rituals might threaten to grind him down, but to us, his outsider perspective on a world we thought we knew is endlessly fascinating. In Barani's grittier second film, Chop Shop, his protagonist is a prepubescent Latino orphan boy who lives above an auto repair garage and earns a living doing odd jobs, some legal, some extra legal, and you're forced to suspend your moral judgments. You watch his dogged survival with a mixture of pain and awe. You wonder how he can go on with so little positive reinforcement. In Goodbye Solo, Barani has made a true drama. Solo engages, William parries. William yields, then his defenses fly up, and he curses Solo out like the ex-biker he is. Solo keeps on. He's a hustler in the best sense. He lives the way he plays soccer, guilelessly but inexhaustibly. He has a baby on the way, a family in Senegal, big dreams of flight. Yet it's fair to tell you that in some ways he falls short of his quest to reach William. Optimism, exhortation, they can only go so far. William has been places Solo will never understand. The actor Red West's eyes have bags under bags, yet they're almost lidless, huge, and liquid. Those eyes let us in, while his harsh demeanor shuts us out. The director never gives up on William. His camera never stops searching that face. But he finally respects its mystery. The greatness of Goodbye Solo is in both faces. It's a film of overflowing humanism, yet it acknowledges, in grief and wonder, that some things can never be reconciled.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org.